Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Bonnie Albers, which I'm sure you all know, and you are tuned in to Bonnie Albers on Air with Susan Z. Rich. She is my co-host, who I love and adore, and I'll give you her in just a few minutes. We have a fabulous show for you today, and I'm just so excited because it's close to everybody's holidays, whatever you celebrate, and we are so happy to bring you these shows, be able to just talk to you and connect with everybody and hopefully the spirit world. But my name is Bonnie Albers. As you know, I am a spirit medium. I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I am a counselor. I am a specialist in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues, and I love, don't I, Susan?
Oh, anyway, yes, you are the love doctor.
I'm the love doctor, and I bring you love, and I bring you light, and I hope that I bring you answers to any questions that you have. You can reach me, and then I'm going to hand you over to my co-host, Susan. But and then, before I do that, I want to tell you what shows are coming up this week, too, on Bonnie Albers on Air. You can reach me at B Albers. It's the letter B-A-L-B-E-R-S 714, which is my birthday, everyone, AOL.com. And you can drop me a line. You can drop me a note. My new website is under construction, but please go because it's so sparkly and pink. And, oh, my goodness, Diana, you're doing a fabulous job. And how you find me is BonnieAlbers-on-air. Leave me a message. I think my contact information is up, and you can read about me. But take a look at the website because it's really nice. It's really pretty, and I'm going to have postages and material that you can download on that. Now, you can also get me on Facebook. Both Susan and I are on Facebook. We're on the group. Well, actually, it's not a group. It's open to the whole community, Bonnie Albers on Air. Leave us a note. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us how much you appreciate us or you don't. Hopefully you do. And you can also get me at Mozenter Albers. You'll see me on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to come to our site. We'd like you to like us on our website, and I'll give you Susan's in a minute. Actually, she will. But also, it's really important that you do it on Blog Talk. You'll get the updates for our shows, and if you like us, you'll hear all our announcements, and it really helps us. So please go and like us on Blog Talk also. Today we have a fabulous show. This is we've been asked to do this again, and I'm going to do it a couple times because we have so many callers. We don't use the whole hour to talk about it. We use like 10 minutes. We're going to talk about Akashic Records again, guys. We're going to go through a little bit about what it is, and Susan is your expert on that, and we're going to take all kinds of calls. But we are going to continue our Akashic Record by popular demand. And also, just to let you know, the show is coming up this week because we've changed them for the holidays. Today, Susan and I were on, and you know you're tuned in. Tomorrow, it's Bonnie Albers on Air, and I have the famous astrologist, Ron Cole. He will be up the first hour. He'll tell you about astrology, and he is going to read somebody's astrology chart very short. Anybody that comes to chat, one person will win each week. If you give us your birth date, time, and place, he'll do a partial reading and we'll ask you to call the following week. The next hour is Kelly Coulter. She is fabulous. She does your card readings. They are Atlantean cards. And if you heard her last week, I had so many callers. She's fabulous. So but tomorrow is Kelly and Ron, and today is Susan and I. Tomorrow night is Susan and I again on A1R. We don't repeat this show because we never say the same words twice, do we, Susan? But you will love it. It's about Akashic Records because we can't. Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to my favorite co-host and friend who I love and adore. She is a famous author. She has written one of my favorite books. I even use it in readings myself. Again, I didn't tell you this, but I'm available on Skype, email, phone, and my website. I do readings on love, romance, relationship issues. I also do counseling, so you can either mix it or you can just get a reading. And if you go, my prices and everything, I think, are on my website, or I'll just email me and I'll tell you. So I'm going to introduce you to Susan since I took so long. I love you, Susan.
Bonnie, I am so impressed. I think that you said all that without taking a breath.
I did.
Like,
oh,
How can they not love you? Well, I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I am Bonnie's co-host, as she said. I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which is interpreting one soul's journey for you. I have 18 years' experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, a recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and an energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com. It's basically a spiritual life coaching book that bridges from our soul written journal to our everyday life. You can read more about me from my website, SZR, that's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, whitewings.com, WHITEWINGS.com. You can also contact me for email, phone, and Skype readings on my email address, szrich@aol.com. I also wanted to let our listeners know that I am now offering my annual holiday reading special of buy one, get one free, perfect for gift giving or sharing. Just mention in an email after you pay for your reading from my website that you heard this offer on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, my, Susan, that is the best reading, I mean, best gift I could ever, ever tell people to buy. I'd love to promote myself, but I am not offering that, and Susan is, and oh, my goodness, she is so good. Girlfriend, you've got it, because I don't know how you keep up with it, but this would be buy one, get one, BOGO, like in stores. You could keep them both for yourself, which is what I do, and in 3 or 4 months, I would then get my free one. But, hey, I can't tell you what to do. Another thing, and I wish...
Almost everyone, they give them as gifts for their friends. It's just like...
I know that.
Buy three, and then I like got like 6 readings book. Yeah,
I love that so much, Susan. And I know you're really busy for the holidays. In fact, my daughter is coming to you, and you know that. And I just so love you, and whatever capacity you read is so incredible. Again, your book, and I know all of you out there are going, Bonnie, would you just stop? But that book, if you haven't read it, and we'd like to hear if you have read it. If you've read it, drop us a line. I even use it when I do my readings. It is so telling about how your life unfolds that even my husband, who is a surgeon, he read the book. Now, my husband's very skeptical about anything metaphysical, anything. How I'm married to him, you can ask me. I can't tell you. Because back then when I was 19, I really didn't think about muggles and wizards. That's all I can say. But I love him to death, and he even liked this book, and he said it really correlated within medicine what we call midlife crises, child age bearing years, old, you know, geriatrics. So it really ties both worlds. And I always say I walk in two worlds, and Susan walks in two worlds. We have 1 foot in spirit and 1 foot here on the earth plane. Sometimes I want to jump over to spirit, and I want to leave this earth plane, but Susan won't let me, and she keeps reminding me I shouldn't say that.
Yes, I have to tether you here.
Yes, you do.
Like a balloon, you know?
I know. I just want to burst any minute. But anyway, Susan, do you want to start with what Akashic records are, just because we have a lot of callers on the board, and I want to get to a few of them first, I mean, after we talk a little bit. But I am going to keep what you say, then we'll take a couple callers before we continue talking. Tell everybody out there, because it is so fascinating, what you do and how you do it, and what people can when they call you and ask for a reading about their Akashic records, and you can, and I know Susan does everything, so it's not like, you know, that's all she does, but she uses them as a guideline. Am I correct, Susan?
The one thing about the Akashic records is that it answers a question of victim energy. When you have when I read for somebody, or I do life coaching or emotional addiction counseling, one of the things that is always asked is like, you know, how could this happen to me? you know, how could they do this to me? You know, why is this happening to me? And the first thing that I would try to get them to understand is that nothing ever is done to you without your permission. And from that statement, leading on to getting them to understand that we all have what we call a life journal, and that is the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records is literally a diary of all your lifetimes that you've ever lived. And each time that you reincarnate, you write a life journal of what it is that you want to accomplish in this life. We really don't understand the big picture of what the soul's journey is about, and I don't even try to even go there. What I do understand is what the soul is trying to accomplish in this life. So if I'm doing a counseling session or a therapy session or giving a reading and someone says, you know, why has my life been like this? You have basically your life journey imprinted on your soul cocoon that I have the ability to read. And I pick that message up or that imprint, and I said, well, this is what you are trying to accomplish in your life. This is why you were born to the parents that you were born. And yes, you do choose your parents. And as much as we'd like to say, no way, and as many of us feel like that we got dropped like a stork, you know, dropped down the chimney. There's no way that I belong to this family. You feel so odd. But the thing is that you did. You chose your parents in order to create an environment to teach an emotional, give you an emotional foundation for you to accomplish the journey that the soul wants to experience. And that's all that it is. It is not about, you know, when we talk about karma and everything, it's not about karma payback or karma balancing or whatever. It's basically this. Yeah, you know, it's not like, oh, you murdered me last life, now I get to murder you. It's not about that. It is about experiencing everything so that we grow into self-love, because that is what our soul is about. That's the God sparkle. The God sparkle is love, learning to love ourselves unconditionally without judgment, and also everyone else, because we're one family. We're one unit. We are fractured out to experience different lifetimes, but we move as one unit, one God self.
I love that. And you know, Susan, I'm all about love, love. So I can't believe I'm attached to everybody. Think how much love, one, I can get, and two, I can give. So to me, when I hear that, and I know that everybody's going, oh, come on. But really, you know me. I'm very optimistic. I love love. And when love doesn't work out, and sometimes it doesn't, it's lessons learned. And all of us should be aware of that, because I hear so many people, and even in my practice, and sure, in Susan's, we hear, oh, you know, I just can't find Mr. Right. I've gone through 3 guys. They've all abused me. They did this. They did that. Well, you know what? You've learned from them, guys. You've learned, and if you keep learning, you would learn how to your soul would start growing and saying, you know what, sister? I'm not going to do that anymore. We're not going to do that. We're gonna love ourselves enough to not let anybody treat us like that, whether it's verbally or whether it's physically or just emotionally. And I know that with my clients, and Susan, I'm sure, they grow like that. They grow into self-realization that, hey, I love myself. It's not about being narcissistic or about wanting something for yourself only. It's about loving who you are in every aspect. And that if people love you, they will love you for that crooked tooth, that you eat popcorn, that you might not put the cap on the toothpaste right. That is what self-love is. That you love yourself. Susan, I'm on the right page here with you, aren't I? Because I don't want to talk for you. But you have to love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, with your queen energy, you just hire somebody to put the toothpaste cap on.
That's right. Do you know what I was going to say, Susan? I got the queen energy. Again, I look for my servants, but you know, with so many queen energy and sparkle, you have to. I was put on this earth, and I wonder if you can see that, because I have to learn humility. And you know, I think I've learned it well. But, you know, that's part of my learning experience here. So I take some of that queen energy, but I got to do the house too. I got to do the laundry. I'm not happy about it. But I'm telling you, next lifetime, girlfriend, you're going to tell them I am going to be a rock star and I'm going to have a full-time mate, because there's no more castles anywhere for queens. So I'm just going to
create them. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, what our soul path is and why we've come together as friends and what we're trying to accomplish in life. And right now, both Bonnie and I are in what they call the soul window, cry on return. And I'm a little bit older than I know you say you deny it, but I'm going to have to say it. It's like she's in the beginning, which means that she's reevaluating and she's desiring to move into that soul window of that young girl, 15-year-old, you know, life's a party.
Yes.
And that's what she's creating. And with me, it's like it's all about looking at how life is, you know, dealing with life in a perspective of, like, I can do this and I can't do this. Being a perfectionist, it's like you stop judging yourself of, like, well, if I can't accomplish that, then I must be flawed. And this is what cry on return is about, is that you learn to be gentler on, you learn to be self, you learn to be kinder to yourself, and you know, and that's what self-love is. It's like you just go, you know, hey, I gave it my best. It's like, and that's it. And that's what part of your life journey is that when you come back around, the things that you didn't face or didn't deal with when you were young or didn't accomplish, you get a chance to look at them differently with all your life experience and all your wisdom underneath your belt versus of a, you know, a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old.
Well, before we take a caller, I do want callers to know this. First of all, I am in that second soul window. I refuse to go into cry on return, even though Susan tells you I am. Third of all, she can drag me kicking and screaming, and I might pretend I'm there, but I'm really in Soul Window 2. So if you want to know about me in Soul Window 2, you'll have to buy the book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine by Susan Z. Rich. Susan,
all they have to do is listen to you for about 15 minutes, and they'll figure out what soul window you're in.
Oh, yes. You're right. And I do want to put a shout out to everybody in chat. I know you're all out there. I know Texas Pearl is out there. I know Soul Lines was out there last time. We love you, and we so appreciate you in chat. Without you, it adds a lot to our show. We do adore you, and we want to tell you we thank you. Our first caller is going to be 6979. She's been waiting.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Looking forward to the holidays.
Oh, we're so happy. Donna, how can both Susan and I help you?
Well, I'm 59. I've never been married, so I guess that wasn't in the Akashic records. But now I'm thinking about I would like to settle down and I've been emailing a fellow, I'm in Santa Barbara, he's in Sedona, Arizona, and we seem to have a lot in common. He doesn't have kids, I don't have kids, he likes to travel, I do a lot of traveling. And then there's another gentleman named Irwin in my town that I haven't met yet either, that my friend's introducing me to, and he has a lot in common with me also. And I wanted to know if, you know, what you see for this with either one of these gentlemen.
Well, Bonnie, are you going to jump in or am I going to?
we both can jump in together. You take the left, I'll take the right.
You know what, the first thing I
heard... Up a case
the first thing I heard is late bloomer, okay?
Yep, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
it's been her is what I heard.
Ah, it's like there is no wine until a time. I have a smart-ass spirit guide right here that you know, thinks he's a commercial. And but that's what I'm hearing, is that you had to get a lot of wisdom because when you choose a partner, okay, which I feel I'm hearing, you said you were 59?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing 61, 62.
Me too.
Yeah. 61. And it's like, oh, my God, Bonnie, you're psychic. Oh! Who knew?
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. But so that you made the right choice, because you're very spiritual, okay?
Yeah.
And spiritual people, oh, don't touch me. Spiritual people, I'm sorry, when I say that on the radio, you're not here to see. It means that spirit has touched me, and it's called Clelling, and it means that I've spoken a universal truth, meaning that it's an absolute, okay?
Yeah.
So because you're so spiritual, you had you couldn't have gone through a half-assed relationship or a half-assed marriage. Pardon my French on radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but it had to be profound, deep, soul-moving, and that's the choice that you're going to make, and that's the kind of man that you're going to draw into you. Excuse me, draw to you. I'm just being educated. Draw to you. You must have something on your mind. Not my fault. I'm only picking up what I'm reading, you know. It's like it's really important that you had this time to mature, to see the world through your own eyes, and be able to choose what is priority for you. And the man that's going to connect with you is, now I'm not going to say shaman-like, okay, but it's very, very earth-connected. Elemental is what I'm hearing, in an unusual spiritual way, almost maybe like Native American practicing or something like that. But yes, you're due. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah. Is Donna?
Yeah, I feel like I've matured quite a bit. I'm very happy with my life, and you know, I feel like, you know, sharing my life with someone, you know, would be wonderful. Yeah.
Well, you made a comment. You said, well, it wasn't in the Akashic record, and I didn't want to jump in right away, but that's not true, okay?
Yeah.
You're just you're a late bloomer. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Donna, can I jump in here? Hi, Donna. It's Bonnie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Bonnie.
That's why I wanted you to talk to Susan first. You would have anyway, but because when you mention Akashic Records, you go right there. But I also bump in because I had the spirit with me, Susan. When you said, don't touch me, I had him.
Oh, thank you.
He came right to me. So I do want to tell you that when you started talking, I thought the same thing, 61, exactly got that number. I also got the feeling, I was shaking my head, go, no, your Akashic Records didn't want you to be alone. You were, and I put it down on paper, it's been you. So that means that it's your choice. You didn't, for some reason, you just didn't want to, you took your life on a continuum. And now what I'm hearing is it's been her that didn't want it, and now you're ready. And I can feel that in you. And it also, I wrote down the word open. You're very open. Is your dad, I've got an older gentleman here in spirit. Do you have an older gentleman in spirit, your father, grandfather?
Yes, my father.
Okay.
My father, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, your father's here with me. And it's so
funny
because he reminds me of you. He reminds me because what he's saying to me and what he said to me is, it's about time, but I knew she wouldn't rush it. And then he's got kind of a, I'm bad at describing people because of how, because I don't, if I say they've got a belly, well, a belly to me could be 130 pounds and a belly to somebody else could be 250. So I don't really like describing somebody, but he is wearing a belt. And I don't know, he's got his, he looks like he's always dressed very clean, like neat.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Yeah. And he said that he laughed. He's like looking at me, and he's kind of serious guy. He wasn't, he said to me mm-hmm. that when she settles down, he will treat her right. So he is watching over you. He knew that it would take you this long. Because what he wasn't going, oh, my goodness, Donna, like, come on. But what he was saying is very cautiously to me, it is about time, but I knew she would wake up. So I don't know if that meant with your spirituality or that meant that, you now want somebody in your life. And he was smiling, like with a really nice smile. And, again, I see him, he's very, very clean cut. I can see the belt on him, which means that he's dressed properly, and that's what he shows me. And then he said, he's smiling, and he said, when you settle down, he will treat you right. Now, that's not my kind of language. So what he's probably saying is, don't worry, Donna. He's got it covered. You've got it covered. You know what's coming. You know what not to take. And, again, I am so happy for you because I can see a very bright future for you. So I hope that we have helped you.
I totally agree. And I wanted to make a comment about what Bonnie said. I've got somebody here. This is kind of how Bonnie and I work. It's like I attract spirit, and so does she. But my energy, when spirit touches me, it's like putting my finger in a light socket. And so we have an agreement. They show up, I send them to Bonnie.
I want them. Come on.
Yes, she wants them.
Listening.
And with me, it's like, no, don't touch me, And I can hear what they say, but now we have an agreement. If they show up, I go, wrong medium, go to Bonnie.
I love that. You know me. I absolutely love that. And
she's so good with them, so good.
Come on, spirit, come to me. Well, I hope we've helped you.
I've enjoyed that so
goodbye.
Much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy
holidays.
Keep
us posted.
I will.
Happy
Thanks
holidays.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Susan, I just want to say before I take the next caller, and I love all of our callers. Hello, Chris. We love you. And I can't get in chat because I can't write and talk at the same time. And you know that, girlfriend. So I'm going to take 4415, but we love you. 4415, you are
Hello,
on.
Ladies. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from, how are you?
We Good. Are wonderful. And I talked to you prior to the show, actually.
Yeah.
And can you repeat your name for Susan? Because you're just a sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you. Roxana.
Okay, and Roxana, is it Roxana or Oxana? I wasn't sure. That's why.
It can be both. People say Oxana, some people say Roxana, so it can be both. It's a very similar name.
You probably are just like me. I used to say to people when they called me Bunny or Bonnie, because I love bunnies, I used to say, hey, that's not my name, but as long as it's clean and nice and you mean it well, I'll take anything. So that kind of sounds
can I ask?
Like that.
Can I ask something? Why do I hear I hear ocean around you? Why am I hearing ocean?
Well,
you're,
I live maybe a couple miles from the ocean, but I rarely go there.
Wow!
It's like
Susan,
baby. I'm hearing surf and ocean breaking, and it's not like you're. It's like all around you. Wherever it is that you're living, boy, you're supposed to be there. There's no, because you have major, I know you say you don't go there, but you should every once in a while. You should stick your chitsies in the water because you have a major aquatic imprint. And so water seems to be really important to you for some reason. I'm not really sure.
You know what, Susan? I've got to tell you something. Roxana, I'm getting like the, I'm vibrating here. So that would mean somebody's here with me. Could it be, Susan, possibly that it's somebody that she either, this person is in spirit. Maybe he went to the beach all the time. I can feel him. And as soon as you said that, he came forward. So do you,
that,
are,
it
are
could
you,
be, yes. It could be emotion attachment or something like that,
Yeah. So I don't know if you have anybody in spirit. If you have anybody, I have a male here in spirit. He doesn't look like he was old when he went to spirit either. Do you have a father or brother possibly that has passed over, or an uncle?
Well, father was very old. He never went to the beach very rarely. I didn't have brothers, so I really don't know who is this person. I wish I could say more.
Well, when he shows it to me, he shows me as a young man. Doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that it isn't your father, but he's showing me as a young man, and he might have gone to the beach because I see this guy. He's in the waves, just like what Susan was saying. He's in the waves. He's at the beach. So I don't know if that was part of his life before you, but I can feel him. And I see him at the beach. So I don't know if this is something that you could pick up as, you know, ask your relatives and ask if your father used to go to the beach or he met somebody at the beach. But I do pick up a male energy as soon as she said that. So, okay, do you have a question for both of us?
Yeah, I do, actually, very similar to the previous caller. I am also looking for a life partner. And I have this nice friendship with the man, and that I was hoping to have more than just friendship. And actually we were dating a little bit at the beginning of this year. And I was wondering, do you see that things will develop between us romantically? I'm looking for a more stable relationship next year. His name is Robert.
How old are you, Raquel?
Oh, 54.
Okay.
We love that. You're in cry-on return. When I'm not at all.
Yeah, just start. Yeah, just right smack almost in the middle of it. And how old is Robert?
Well, I would say around 60 or 61, something like that.
And
maybe 61, maybe 62.
And how long have you been seeing him?
On and off. It was not regular, so I cannot tell you for sure. I have dated him at the beginning of the year. Then we stopped, and then he started communicating the email.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm gonna say something here that I don't know why this has come, but I'm hoping you'll understand. But the first thing that I heard was that, why did you start this relationship in the beginning? In the first place.
Yeah, I hear. No, that's exactly what I heard, Susan. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, he separated from his partner, and we were good friends. And he was kind of trusting, trying to tell me that he was lonely, and he separated from his partner, and we were good friends. And he helped me in the past a lot, and I helped him also with some advice and other things. So, in other words, we had this bond that, you know, sometimes it's hard to break. And
so it's convenient.
Well, it's not that convenient. I do like this person. We have a lot of things in common. We have good chemistry. And we enjoy being with each other. We have a lot of fun being together.
Yeah. He cares about you, and you have a good time together, and you like each other and enjoy one another. But I'm not picking up a strong love connection here from, you know, him to you, not even from you to him. I mean, I think that you were hoping that it would evolve into that, you know, but it's like trying to light a wet match. I'm sorry. That's, you know, give me the honest description. Go ahead, Bonnie. You're the love master.
Oh, you know what? I've got to tell you, honey, because I just think you are so sweet. And, you know, I felt that way when I talked to you from the beginning. Whatever spirit is here with me, whether it is your father, and I can see him. I can see him. I don't know if you looked at him when he was a young man, but he was tall. He's thin. He's good looking. I mean, I hate, you know, that could be anybody, but I'm looking at him, and he is in a bathing suit. So I don't really want to see anymore. But the thing is, what he's saying is, he's not for you. That he, and he came pretty strong at me. And
well,
he's not for you because I really believe that it's more of a friend connection, and it is not the romantic aha moment, which is what really love is about. Now, you can have a friendship where you say, oh, my goodness, you know what, I've done it, you've done it, we've been in love, we're not in love, but we want to be together because we have fun, and if that's the kind of relationship you want, go for it. I don't think he'll ever settle down. I don't think you're looking at marriage material there with you, but you could have fun. You hear me talk, and I'm not going to, because we have so many people on the board today, about online dating, and I know that people say, oh, no, not for me. I cannot tell you how much success if you put a profile that really works for you up there, and you can get back to me, and I can tell you how to do it. It'll be on my website. You've probably heard, if you go back to some of the archives, what I say about it. But what I'm hearing is he wants you to have that aha moment, and I'm not sure that you know what aha moment is anymore, and that's what I'm hearing. So don't settle, but you can keep seeing him as a friend, but if you're expecting more, you need to put out more, and that means go look for somebody. Put yourself out there because you're a little skeptical. I can feel it.
Yeah,
I
heard it in your voice when you gave me your age. There was a sigh of it's long past the point of really getting what I want. No way, girl.
I mean, they do it at 80.
Yeah.
I've got people at 80 that are in love.
What I'm hearing is that you have to get braver about love. You're going to have to put yourself out there. When I tap into your record, it's like you've got a window till 56, 57 to make up your mind whether you're going to take the leap of faith and really go for that love. If you miss that window, you're still going to have love in your life, but it's going to be more of what you've got right now, more of a friendship kind of tame, never really knowing maybe what you might have missed. So get brave. I mean, really get brave about love. I mean, the whole thing of putting yourself out there is the adventure of it. It's, you know, my favorite saying is, girls, a date is not marriage.
That's right.
And
goodness, Susan. You just used my line. I love that because I don't understand. You can buy it from me because the thing is, that's what I always say. You don't want to have, you want to have fun. You want to have fun because when that right, when that right, I had to jump in, Susan, you know me.
Yeah.
When that right one comes along.
It's so there. I mean, go for it. You know, you need to get some spark and some, you know, and joy about relationship that they're fun. And, you know, you don't feel that way about, you know, men in relationship right now. And it's like safe is not necessarily happy.
That's right. And I have to tell you again, and we've got so many callers, and I love all of you, and I thank you. Go into chat, and, you know, please call us back because it's really busy, but please get on online dating. I don't want to tell you which one to get on. There's so many of them. Make sure that your profile, and I'll say it again because it's broke, but you want to change your picture every 3 months. Don't look at the same view. Don't smile into the camera the same way every 3 months. Change your photograph. That's only 12 weeks that you keep that up there. And make sure that you put on the top No married men, no men in a relationship, no men living with their wives because they can't afford not to, nobody living with their girlfriend because they're sharing an apartment. We want single. Also, after three times, girls, guys, if you are not going to meet that person, then you're done. Don't. There's no more texting. There's no more talking on email because there's a lot of people who are attached, just want to get on and talk with girls, guys, and they will string this out. You want to meet somebody. Meet at a coffee place. Don't do a long type of a meeting. Do a 20-minute, 30-minute meeting. Say hello, how are you? Oh, my goodness, this, that, and the other thing. If it's meant that you talk, you can't stop talking. I had a friend that just did this, and he could attest to this. He then said, well, are you hungry? Because I'm hungry. And they went to dinner real close. So please try it. Get on there. The first two paragraphs, do not start with any negative. I don't want, I can't do, I don't like. Start with all the positives about yourself. I love walking. Reading is my favorite. These are the books I read. Music just excites me. After you've told them the first paragraph about you, go into what you're looking for in them. No negative. You can write it in a different way. A friend of mine said they don't want drinkers or smokers. That's a tough thing because they're very, very in the gym. But if you put that you're healthy, you eat healthy, and you're in the gym, very little drinkers and smokers, they're going to know you don't like them. So put something, I live a healthy life. You know, I prefer to go to the movies instead of bars, instead of negative things. Never, never talk negative because you never know who you're going to meet that might have been a smoker, might smoke but will stop. Same thing with, you know, anything else. I know that when I met my husband, and now this is 35 years ago, he did smoke. He smoked until our first date, and then that was it. And I'm proof that they can stop. So please don't give the idea that you don't want, you don't want. Give the nice positive idea that you don't, you know, that you're not going to say you don't want. You're just looking for something else. So I hope that we've helped you. I know that I've talked a long time on this call, but every caller that calls, if I've got to tell you this, then go back and listen to the archive. But I hope that we've helped you, Roxanne. Are you okay? And we hope that we've given you messages that you can use. Hello?
Bonnie, I think you lost her.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I like, well, I have to tell you, I liked everything that you said.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to go with 6214. Let me make sure this isn't her. Okay, let's put that one. Okay, 6214, you are on. Who am I speaking with?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. You are on.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I have a question. I have been seeing this man. His name is Jim for 3 months now. But I am wondering about, because I remember a long time, about soul contracts. If this is, I don't know if it makes sense, my contracted to with him, because it's been like 15 years since I've been with anybody. I mean, I've had two in the beginning of the summer that were duds, but this one, I know he has his problems, and he's not perfect, either am I. Contracted with his soul or not, because at first I didn't care for him, but something inside of me told me to look at him for a second time, and that's when something, I don't know, like snapped, if that makes sense.
How old are you, Elizabeth?
46. 46? Yes.
Okay. And you're talking about soul contracts with a particular person?
Yes, with this man.
Okay. Okay, can you give me his name?
Jim.
Okay, and have you been involved with him?
For 3 months we've been together.
You've been together 3 months?
Yes.
Did you know him from before? Okay, he just came into your life and boom.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you an answer, and then, Bonnie, you can jump in with this. Here's something. You said soul contract, but a lot of other people say soulmate, okay?
Okay.
Every person that comes into your life, you have a soul contract with, okay?
Oh,
every romantic relationship you have a soul contract with. They are a soulmate. You can have many, many contracts and many soulmates. Now, what makes the difference in contracts and soulmates, okay, is whether they're training wills, clauses, or major karmic contracts. Okay. Karmic contracts are knock your socks off, can't stop thinking about them, consumed. There's just it makes the chills run from your toes to your head, and that also works in the hate department too. Love and hate are very it works just like that. Okay, a training will is like, wow, I thought he was the one, but he just kind of poof went away. That's a training training one. A clause is basically they come out of nowhere and they turn your life upside down, are totally not what you would normally go for, and basically they're there to teach you something new. So this guy, you've got a karmic contract with. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, there is an intensity here that you've got to have sweaty feet all the time. I mean, it's like, oh, my God.
Yes.
What do you think, Bonnie?
I think you're right on. I'm getting sweaty feet. So if
how did you meet him?
It was through like an online chat, and then I just something inside my gut said to go and meet him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to hear.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I just need to use you as an example if I could. Can I use you as an example?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, everyone listening, please. It is so important in this day and age, especially when it's really hard to people don't have jobs sometimes. It's hard to meet in the workplace. Everybody's trying to buy for jobs. And it is so important that if you want true love, true romance, and you don't have it, to get please on one of these social dating sites. I don't care which one it is. There's some that I don't like, and I won't mention them on air. But please, please, look at Elizabeth. If you have a soulmate out there, you have a soul contract, a karmic contract, whatever, how do you want them to meet you if you can't leave the house or you can't leave your job? So please, please, listen to Elizabeth, because whether it works out on a long-term basis or a short-term basis, you need the lessons. So please, please get yourself, if you're not on, you know, if you're not involved, get yourself on a social dating site. Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth. I'm sorry. It's such warm and fuzzy for you that I needed to use you as an example.
Oh, that's okay.
So did we answer your question?
Yes, so it's basically, it's okay. All right.
enjoy.
Yeah, we are.
Absolutely enjoy, because it's like it's burning the highways up.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You go for it. Just make sure you have protection, baby, and we will have a great holiday. We hope that everything, you know, works out. And please let us know, because Susan and I love that. Okay?
Yes, we will, lady. Thank you so much. I will.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Okay, you too.
Happy
thank
holidays.
You. Bye.
Okay, Susan, I am going to the next one, and I'm hoping to goodness that the 4415 was not the person that I needed to. I think she was the one that hung up the last time. So I am going to go with 1875. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
This is Pearl in chat.
This is who?
Pearl, Texas Pearl in chat.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Pearl. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I was having fun giving Chris a hard time.
We are so happy you guys are there. I love Chris. I love you. I think Soul Eyes also goes in. And we're just so happy to have you. And we're happy to have Chris, because Chris brought all of you with her. And I thank you, and I appreciate you listening. And we love all of you. Without you, we wouldn't have shows like this. So what do you want to ask Susan and I? Because we love you, Texas Pearl.
Well, I kind of resonated with your topic today, so I could kind of talk to you about several things. So I'll have to kind of tame it down a little bit. You know, first off, the God sparkle and learning your life lessons and being in your kind of your soul contract moment. I think I'm all there and about all that right now because I had some life lessons, and I'm at the point where I really had to learn to love myself. And going through an illness, I learned to love others by them showing me love. So, I mean, that whole topic could just kind of bring me down to my knees and make me cry because it was such a lifelong lesson that will stay with me. But I just, that whole topic is very near and dear to my heart. But I have, I wanted to know about the Akashic record and where I'm at in that and what my mission is in this lifetime. And then, B, I've been having back problems lately, so I got a new bed. So I was wondering if it's my body, because I did have to take some medicine extensively for about 2 years that would have changed me internally. Is it energetic? Is it the bed? Is it physical? And what you saw with that?
Your bed's too hard.
I'm going to let you talk to Susan, but I do want to tell you, Practice Pearl.
That's the first thing I heard is your bed's too hard.
Yeah, well, I got to just tell you because Spirit's here, and then I'm going to let you talk to Susan. Did I tell you that Spirit was with you?
Nope.
In your room? Okay. Do you have an older woman? I hate to always say mom, grandmom that passed over.
A couple of them, yes.
Yeah, I have some woman that sits on your pillow, and she said the same thing Susan said. Your bed's too hard. But she also, when they sit on the top of where your head is, and now this is the second person that's happened to me with me, and so I get symbols, which is nice. It means that she's with you, and she wants you to talk to her. It almost looks like a grandmother, but I kind of feel like it's a mom, but maybe you are close enough to this woman, but she's kind of coddling your head, and she said everything, and physically she said everything will be all right. So I don't know why, that's not my words, that's hers. So you do know that you have somebody with you in your room at night, and she would like you to acknowledge, she would like you to acknowledge her. So do you know who this woman is?
Does she have light or dark hair?
Light.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's light hair because I don't know if it's that she has light hair because I think when they get older, they get gray hair. So they could have been dark when they were younger. They could have been blonde when they were younger. But I see this woman, and I'm not really good with hair color. I think you've heard me say that.
Father or mother's side?
I'm going to say she's sitting to you. When you're laying in the bed, she's sitting to your right, so it's got to be your mother's side.
Okay. Because that would be
I don't know who it is.
My mother, on my mother's side, would be Lily, and she had darker hair. She always dyed it. And then on my father's side would be Dorothy. She had lighter hair.
I think it's on your mom's side. And I think when they show me their hair, I don't see the hair dye. That's why I see, that's why I don't like colors of hair because sometimes like the last caller, I saw I saw her father, but it was younger. So of course, when she looks at them older, it isn't going to be the same features. They come to me at the time of life that they are telling me something. So this one looks older and she does have a grayish hair. So I'm going to say that gray hair could have been any color, but it's sitting on your right side, which I think is your mom's side. And Lily kind of, I do hear that. She does want you to talk to her, so if you do talk to her, you'll get the message if it's her or not. She'll bring you messages. And she's saying, oh, my goodness, she's saying that she'll whisper in your ear. So if you talk to her and acknowledge that she's there, I'd like you to get back to me because she said it might not happen the first time or the second time. You might have to be around a little bit longer, to talk to Spirit. But she's laughing and she says, no, it won't take you long. So she wants you to know that she's with you. And when they sit at the top of their head of the bed, it means that she is with you at night. So please acknowledge her and let us know how that goes. I am going to hand you my partner, my co-host, Susan, because you brought up the Akashic Records. I could do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Go for it. You're welcome.
Let me finish your bed first, okay?
Okay.
It's like your bed's hard, too hard, but if you you can correct that, you got several things going on. Your back is trying to adjust. If you put like a feather bed on top of your bed, like a feather throw, that will eliminate that kind of like pressure points that you're getting on your back. The other thing is that do you sleep on a chiropractic pillow that supports your neck?
I just bought a new one. It's kind of like it's a softer memory foam to kind of align me, and it's called it's like a Nova foam, but it actually has a curve out for your neck.
Yeah, well, Jihan, I mean, that's what your back is. Yeah, that's what your back's trying to do is realign you, and that's why your back is hurting. But still, think about the feather bed, because
okay.
It's like our bodies speak. There, it's an intelligence, and and when I see your spine hitting that bed, you've got a new bed, you've got a new pillow that your body's spine's trying to align. And when your spine is sleeping and everything relaxes and goes like that, I'm hearing your spine go ouch, 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 ouch.
Yes.
Ouch, ouch.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, put something cushy on top of that firm. You need the firm mattress. That's a good one. It's good. But you just need something cushy so that you can. It's like if you would like lay a board down and put a piece of foam on it. That's how your back is looking at it, because it's trying to align your back, and it's putting too much pressure on the spinal alignment.
Well, I can return the bed. I still it's that new, but I'm like on my third week going, wait. And I wake up at night going, am I comfortable yet?
yeah. I'm hearing a feather bed.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Yeah, a feather bed.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're saying keep the bed because it's good for my spine, but help it transition with a feather topper.
Yeah, you just want to cushion it a little. You know, you want the support because your pillow is doing the work. Okay.
Okay.
But it's like you just want to give your back a little comfort.
Okay.
And that's
what
a feather topping would do.
Sorry to go on so long. It's a Stearns and Foster, so it's got the support, but then it's got a plush topper. So by the time I wake up in the morning, it feels like comfortable and molded to my bed, but it's still hard, so it's confusing me.
Right, yeah. So I've done the same thing. I had one of those topper, firm support, and went through the same thing. I put a feather bed on top of it, and it took care of everything.
Okay, I'll go look for that.
Yeah,
I got to tell you one thing, Texas Pearl. One thing, I can feel your back, so please do something because my back is killing me. So I know how you're sleeping, and it's not great. And I please either do something, get that feather bed or return the mattress, because I am not going to be able to sleep if I keep feeling your spine.
Either correct it or get another mattress. You got to do one of the two.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other
thing is,
the other thing I got to just tell you before she said something about you don't eat right. Do you eat right?
Oh, I've been so busy. I've gone back to school. And so I've been so busy that I've been eating wrong, meaning not healthy.
She's been saying in my ear, she's not eating right, she's not eating right, she's not eating right. So I'm okay. So now she's happy. I told you you're not eating right. She's showing me that you need to eat more greens and protein. And she's showing me, oh my goodness gracious, and now I'm going to get hungry. She's showing me all these vegetables going around and around and around and around. So I don't know if you're not eating them or you don't like them, but what she's saying is you're missing your vegetables. So and she's smiling. Okay. So do yourself a favor. start making, even if it's a salad, or even if you have to do like a fast food, do the salad. And she's shaking her head, no fast food. So do whatever you got to do, because she is really not happy with how you're eating. And then your sleeping is poor. And she's, you know, this is going to take effect, and you know, effect. But she says that you're going to be fine. She sits at the top of your bed, and she says you'll get it straightened out. But,
And water.
Yes. You know, water and greens are your greatest anti-inflammatories. And and I'm so familiar with, you know, dis-ease turning into disease. So I know this, but I just haven't been – I've been taking shortcuts to make more time. And so I will gladly do that. But I'm really curious about where I'm at in my Akashic record, and am I meeting my soul contract for this time in my life?
Well, how old are you?
53.
53.
I'm not in that soul window. I am not in that soul window, Susan.
I'm not. You're one of those blessed ones that can stay 15 for the rest of your life, but not all of us can
do that. Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm actually in a career change right now, so I'm going to become a designer.
Okay. What I'm hearing is that you've been married?
Yes.
More than once?
27 years.
27 years?
Yes.
Okay. How's that going for you?
it's kind of a roller coaster.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is that in the next 2 years, you're going to be making some big decisions about this marriage that you're in. It feels like the marriage that you're in was about teaching you to be strong, teaching you to have self-confidence in yourself. That's why you went back to school, okay? But you're going back to school because you're opening a new chapter in your life. Now, I'm not saying that your marriage is going to end, okay? I'm just saying that the rules are going to change, right? And where
I
you
love
are
that.
In your yeah, and where you are in your Akashic records, here's what your whole life, don't touch me. It's like, here's what your whole life is about. And you've got, I looked on the Blog Talk Radio counter. It was 11-1-1-1-1-1, okay? And that's 111 and 11 seconds. And that is the window, a new window, new door openings, okay? That's what 111s mean, all right? And what I'm hearing is that your whole life is about getting chutzpah. You know what chutzpah is?
Chutzpah, savvy.
That's the Hebrew word. You know that, Bonnie. You know what it is.
Oh, I do. Chutzpah.
Yeah, it's about putting your big girl pants on and going for it. You've always been a little hesitant about living life to the fullest, always standing in the shadow. And it's like you peek out and you do something brave, and then you run back in the shadow and go, was that enough? Was that enough? Did that do it? And your soul is saying, no, 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 no. And it's like now you're in the point right now where you're getting ready to do something really big and really brave. Do I know what that is? No. Only your soul knows that. But be prepared in the next year or two.
Well, you know what, Texas Pearl?
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to interrupt you because I know I interrupt people, and I don't want to interrupt my callers. I'm just so bad at that because, you know, I bubble over with everything I want to say. So please continue, Texas.
Do you agree with that? Do you resonate to that?
Yes. And it's kind of, it's kind of me stepping out of my comfort zone and establishing my own rules and standing up for myself. And it's actually about, quote, love for yourself and your life. Not in a narcissistic manner, as you said earlier, but in a manner that's with your own integrity.
Yeah.
That's
you know
right.
what my favorite saying is Neil from Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm feeling it.
The next year or two, be prepared.
Okay.
Texas, we love you, girl. And with a name like Texas Pearl, you get out there and you show them what you got. And that doesn't mean that doesn't mean you have to flip your life over. It means you just make adjustments. So like Susan said, we're not telling you there's anything. That something big is going to happen. Yes. No shadow for my pearl, because that pearl, they're my favorite is pearls. So don't you show me wrong. You're going to do good because pearls are my favorite. Okay?
But you know, I really want to step out. But as always, I really want to do it in my own integrity. And I want to do it. My challenge is to go back into the business world because I've been at home healing for 5 years. But it's to go out into the world and do my own thing, but also in the most loving manner. It's about doing a job well done and also getting paid, but not the other way around. But if I could share with the world the love that I felt, that kind of turned my life around and gave it the focal point that it has. I wish that I could just share that moment and that feeling with the world.
Do it.
We love that.
As Yoda says in Star Wars, don't try, do.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Can you put your finger up? Can you put your finger up, please? I'll tell you, I just want you to know, and everybody listening and all of our people in chat, both Susan and I, we resonate with only the highest and best. We never want you to cheat or to cut corners. We always want you to step out when you feel ready, when you are ready. Your angels, guides, and masters will tell you, even if you don't talk to them on a regular basis. If you are spiritual, you'll know, and they guide you. So we are about high roads. We're about positive and positive spirit. And we just do want you to know we will never tell anybody on the show to ever do anything that isn't for their highest and best. And we really don't tell you what to do. We just guide you. So we let you know what's coming, what could be coming, and we only want you to do it on your highest and best and at the times that is right for you. And so we're loving on the show. We love you, Texas Pearl. And I hope that we've made a difference for you.
You have made a difference. I'm going to go back to my manufacturer and say, send me a new bed.
Happy holidays.
I actually was wondering if I had arthritis, so that you kind of ruled that out for me. But thank you so much, ladies, and love to you all, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love her. She's always in our chat, and it's so nice to hear from her. We have 3, 4, 5, 7 coming on. 3, 4, 5, 7. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan, and your name is?
Hi, yes, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How can Susan and I help you today?
Yes, I just want to see, get an insight on what's coming up for me with my finances. I'm trying to get back to school next month. And I did get a letter from the college saying all the paperwork is finished, but the thing is that I owe the college like $1,600, and I just want to know, will that be a problem when I go out there tomorrow? Do I have to pay that amount, or is all that's taken care of? Because I think
this is like leftover from a grant or your school loan, or?
Yes, ma'am. This is something that I borrowed $1,600 from the university, and they want me. I guess they want me to pay it back before I can register.
I'm going to have to tell you, you're going to have to make payment arrangements. They'll let you register, but you're going to have to make some kind of arrangement. If you can't come up with all of it, what I'm hearing is that they'll refer you to someone to speak to, but they will demand that they have some kind of commitment on this debt before they allow you to register.
Okay, some kind of contract agreement?
Right.
a commitment, some kind of, you know, whatever, or payment arrangements or whatever. It's just not going to sit out there without any action taken on it.
Yeah, because
what do you think,
Bonnie?
This is what I feel. I feel that when you go there, if you ask them if you can talk to the financial aid department, and I know you've already done that, but I think that if you, you're going to have to pay it. But I think that they're going to find you for some reason. There might be some way that they'll reevaluate what your salary is or how you can pay for school, and you might be entitled, is what I'm hearing, to a different type of grant or a different type of financial aid program. So you are going to be stopped in your tracks as far as, you know, they are going to want, like Susan said, you to do some type of payment arrangement. But if I were you, I would go talk to this. I can see the woman very clearly. She's heavy set, and ask her to go over the package that they had given you. And is there is any way that you are you're entitled to something else? Because I see them finding something else for you, but I think that you are going to have to make arrangements until they find it. But I do believe that it will be taken care of. Yeah, I do believe that it will be taken care of, but you are going to have to make financial arrangements, like Susan said, to begin with. But I think they're going to find some more money for you to go. But it's only if you ask, because otherwise you're going to have to pay the whole amount. So I do hope, you'd have to make arrangements. You won't have to make, and they will let you, they will want some type of commitment from you. But what I'm seeing is this big lady, and I don't mean big because I'm tiny, so big could be like small to you. That's why I don't like giving sizes. And what you're going to say, or what if I were you, because here I am, clean energy, giving you to what you've got to say. I would say, listen, I need some help. I do want to finish whatever I'm doing in school. I wish you could look at a different package for me. I'll make any arrangements I have to, but I think, is there another way or another type of arrangement that I can get? And I have a feeling, I keep hearing financial aid, financial aid. So if I hear that, and it's the first thing I heard when you got on the phone. So there is some money for you. You just have to go looking, diving, and hunting for it, and this woman in the financial aid department will help you find it.
Okay.
I have to ask you a question. I'm getting a male in spirit. Okay, is your father still on this earth plane?
No, he's in spirit. He crossed over.
Yeah, because he's kind of yelling at you, and that's why I don't want to bring this towards you. But he's got a very stern...
after they go to the other side. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of shaking his finger at you, and he's saying, and I'll bleep out the dirty words, but he's saying, get your bleep bleep to school and get what you need. And he's saying it because I can feel it. I can feel him. He's saying because he didn't. So he's really counting on you to do this. And there's a will, there's a way. And he's shaking that finger at me. So I can tell you he'd give me a few bad words, which, by the way, to me aren't bad. I would use them, but it's the radio. And I would use it to Susan, though. When I talk to her, I use those words. But he's shaking that finger at me to tell you you need to get in there and find it.
Yes, and can I ask one more question? You have time?
Go ahead. We don't have time, but we're going to make that for you. Go ahead, Melvin.
Love you. Thank you. Yes, I work at a hospital at night. It's a mental hospital, and it's going to be closing December 31st of this year. And actually, the 20th of this month is my last day. The 19th of this month is my last day. And I apply for different jobs and things, and that's why I'm trying to get back in school and finish up my degree in middle grade education, because I only have eight classes remaining. But by saying all of that, do you see me getting any job or coming up anytime soon for me, or is I'm going to be on unemployment for a minute, and if so, how long?
Well, I'll tell you what did you see anything, Susan? Because go ahead and you can tell him. I'll tell him what
I'm hearing you're going to be on unemployment for a couple months.
Yeah.
A couple of months?
And see, Susan, that would fall in with the financial aid package here. Because that's what's going to get you the extra money to go to school, and you really need that.
Yeah, you're fine. That changes your whole financial statement about going to school.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got to tell you, that's what your dad wants. But I also have to tell you this, that he likes the field you were in. So I wonder if you can, I wonder if you can gear your education, and I don't know how, or maybe you'll continue. But he likes that you work. I'm very proud of you, Melvin, because I do that work, and Susan does that work with counselors. And I used to work at a private mental institution that I loved, and I got my greatest joy out of working there. So what I want to tell you is what I hear is that you will be getting work in the same field. So when you do go back to work, look for the same field. He said you were really good, that you really cared about the client. And you might want to gear your further education to that, okay?
Yeah. Yes, because I'm a football coach here in Georgia, and that's why
I love coaching.
Yeah, and that's why I love coaching kids. I love coaching kids, and that's my love, and that's my passion. That's where I want to get back at. But I haven't, been working at the hospital, and I enjoy doing that as well. So, but I definitely want to get back on the football field next season. Those are my main two goals.
Well, I got to tell you, you're talking to a sports nut, so here I'm going to give you some advice. You can also be a psychological counselor for private schools or for schools, because they all hire them, and you can be the coach after school. So you don't got to be in the hospital to do your work with psych. You can actually take that to the school system. But I got to tell you, and I won't tell you who I'm rooting for, although my team is Philadelphia. Eagles are mine, but I know I have a feeling they're not – I just have a feeling I'm loving the teams that are showing up, and I love them all. And I'm a baseball, football, and basketball freak. And with that, Melvin, I am going to have to let you off, because otherwise I'll talk sports till I go home or till you go home.
I am a San Francisco 49er freak.
Oh, I like the 49ers, too.
I hope we make it back to the Super Bowl.
I got to tell you, I don't ever predict, but because my team, I can't predict either. I do have a little tip. I will tell you this. I really think the team that's going to win, and you can't take this to the bank, has a red hat with a white mask.
Oh, Bonnie's dead.
Okay.
With a white mouthpiece
and a red helmet. So you go for it. I already know who it is. But anyway, Melvin, we love you, Guy, and have a wonderful. Please
Thank
let
you.
Us know
now,
what your football
now,
team
now you love, you, now I'm going to look at all the red helmets in the NFL.
Okay, you do it, Guy, and call me back, because I know who it is. Yeah. And you call me back with that information. Okay?
Okay, Kansas City Chiefs.
You know what? I'm an Eagles fan. They don't have red helmets. I'm not going to say what team does, but you're very, very on the money. So, just don't bet on it, because that's just not something I do. But anyway, got it. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love that, Susan. You know me in sports. Oh, my goodness. That wasn't my prediction either, so I just had to tell you. I have Mary Lou who's coming on, and Mary Lou's waiting a long time. Mary Lou, hi.
Hi.
Susan and Bonnie. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Coming down off of a big work time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what can we do to help you today? You've been waiting a long time, and we appreciate you even listening, so please let us know what we can do for you today.
I I would love you to take a peek at my Akashic Records and, I don't know, give me any messages that help me with where I'm at right now and the stuff I'm dealing with.
Is that?
Okay. Can I get your name again?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. And how old are you?
51.
51?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The window I'm not in.
I'll be quiet. What do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance photographer.
Freelance photographer?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you involved in a relationship?
Not a good one. Why?
Okay. Well, the reason that I'm asking these questions of you, because it's like the first thing, and I know that most of the world, you know, if you're a psychic, you should know these. The reason that I'm asking you is so that I can read your energy imprint as you speak them, okay, as you speak about your relationship, as you speak about your age. I get the vibrations off of that. That's what an energetic seer does, okay? And the first thing that I hear about your Akashic record is about creating beauty, okay? Your whole life has been about harmony, balance, and beauty. You haven't quite accomplished that most of your life, okay? It feels like that you're very, you're aesthetically offended easily. You know what I mean by that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So because of that, you're a little thin skinned, your soul path, all right, is about making you. I want to choose the right words. Tougher. Okay. That less judgmental. Less conditional. It's like it's almost like that you're too sweet to be here. I know I just said that, you know, those are the things, judgmental and that kind of thing, but those are your defenses. Is that you have an extremely sweet core. You're like this is what they're saying to me, and then you can do whatever one. It's like you have this amazing, sweet, gooey center with really bitter chocolate around it, okay? And that's your defense mechanism. Do you understand what I just said to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yours is about beauty and grace and harmony and balance, and you haven't been able to accomplish that in a lot of areas of your life. And because you have this sensitivity about anything that is injustice, anything that is crude, anything that is, just awful, violence, all of that. I mean, you just go, what is wrong with you people? But yet your defense mechanism has almost put you like using the same tools that you want to remove from your life. Your relationship is one of those tools, okay? You have a real gentle nature about you, but because you're thin skin, you let a lot of people poke the sleeping bear a lot.
That doesn't fit.
The poke the sleeping bear?
Yeah, you can poke me, you won't get a reaction.
No. I don't agree with that. You may not react on the outside, but that thin skin on the inside feels every poke, every single poke. You're in harmony and balance. You're not about to rip somebody's face off. You're about to go, oh, ow, oh, why did you do that to me? What do you mean? What? You know, you just don't have the skills and the ability to come out and rip somebody's face off.
That I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't. You don't have it. But the thing is that you do feel every poke,
every single poke. And what your Akashic record, what your life journey is about, is to learn that it, and I have a guide that loves the movies, and this is, and I think he's a smart ass for one thing, but this is, and you know what the Animal House, you know what Animal House is?
Yeah.
I love okay. that movie.
There's a, yeah, yeah, there's a scene where they go, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. That's what you're here to learn.
Wow.
Is that, the things that you take to heart, the things that you go, why can't this be different? The things that you feel you need to change is that this life is all about you and just you. And that's where you want to gather your energy to. And the rest of it is irrelevant. But
it's 4:30.
For whatever reason, it's like you carry this responsibility ever since, like a little girl, that somehow it's your job and somehow it's your responsibility to make everything beautiful in the world. And you know something? When was the point that you finally figured out that that's not going to work?
Yeah. Well, can
it's not going to work.
Jump in, Bonnie. Yeah, I mean, has anything I said to you resonate to you?
Yeah, it resonates.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Bonnie.
You know what? I got to hear, when you said that, Susan, I heard 10. So maybe she knew that it wasn't going to work for quite a while, but it's not something, it's kind of like a habit, and I understand that totally. But I have somebody here with me. Did you lose a friend, Mary Lou?
I've lost a few friends.
Well, I don't mean lost them in the physical world. I mean, did anybody pass over to the spiritual world?
I've had a few friends die, yes.
Yeah, I have a girl with me. She's really a woman. I mean, she's showing me. It's such a beautiful scene that I see. And I can tell you, it looks like maybe when you knew her, she had sandy blonde brown hair and light eyes. And I'm not really good with looks because sometimes they come to me younger or older for some reason. And what is she saying is that she said she was so good to me when I was sick. And she loved me. And then she's showing me a pencil. So I don't know if you know who this is. And she kind of was dressed in casual clothes. I'm going to say she was very impeccable in casual clothes. And it looked like jeans. She was sitting on near a rock. I mean, I see the scene. I'm just not sure what it means to me. And really, it's not me that it needs to mean anything. It's to you. But she's handing me a pencil. And she's saying that you were really, really good to her. And when Susan was saying about, you know, how you're a sweetheart, you're really a sweetheart, she came right in. So I don't know if maybe she's handing me a pencil because she writes, or you wrote her, or she was an author, or you were writing something to her, or that she wants you to write. But that's what I'm getting. Go ahead.
I think I'm supposed to write.
Okay, that's what she's handing me, a pencil. Oh, my goodness, she's just right on top of me. You know, I always say that. But she's a very sweet soul. She's not overly sweet, meaning that she's, like, gushing over like I think I am. Like, I go, She's kind of more reserved. But she I feel like she's very, very intelligent, this woman. Very intelligent. With she's like an old soul, even though she was younger. When I look at her, because of the age, and I told you that some people come older, show me older or later, she looks like she's in her 40s, early 50s. So it could be that she is now. I don't know when she passed. But she's sitting, everything's white behind her, and she kind of has a coat or a jacket on, jeans, and a little, she's a very attractive, you know, looking person. And I just want you to know that she came up to tell me that you loved her and she loved you and she's handing you the pencil. So I hope this makes sense to you.
It does a little bit.
Okay. I just ask you to write it down, and either you'll figure, you know, you'll find out or you'll think about it. But she does have like a sandy brown hair, and, you know, she's showing me that. It's not real long, it's not real short, probably like a, maybe to your shoulders that have different lengths in it. And she's very natural. She looks pretty natural. She doesn't wear a lot of makeup. But she does came through, and we want you to know that she said you were very good to her and that you loved her very much as a friend. So I hope you can take that with you, and I hope that we've helped you out tonight.
Thank
or today,
you.
Actually. You're welcome. Have a great day, Mary Lou.
Right. Happy holidays.
Okay. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Susan, the next caller we have is 6204. We haven't even been able to chat long because we are just rocking and rolling. Hi, 6204. This is Bonnie and Susan. Who is this?
Hi. This is
Hi.
Michelle.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, Bonnie. Michelle. How are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are fabulous, aren't we, Susan?
Wonderful.
Yes, always.
Okay. Hope you have a terrific Tuesday.
Oh, we love Tuesdays because we're on the radio with all of you. I mean, we look forward to that. In fact, Susan, I do want to tell you that we are going to add another day by popular demand in the chat room. They're asking us to please put another show on. And I think you and I talked about that after the holidays. We were going to add another day to put on. Are you game?
Of course I am. It's like God help our listeners.
That's right. And we love that. I know. We'll be putting on another show. We had talked about it before, and because we are just so happy to see that you really love the show and that, you know, we make a difference and you all make a difference to us, we are going to add that other show. So I am so happy to talk to you, Michelle. How can we help you today?
That is excellent. I'm hoping you guys can look into my Akashic records and let me know, like, what is the main thing that I can do in order to start 2014 by storm, like just to take it by storm. What's that main thing I can do?
I missed the last part of it. What was the last, what would you said?
Oh, I want to know what is the main thing that I can do in order to take 2014 by storm? Like to just come out of the gate.
Okay, I get it, okay. How old are you, Michelle?
I am 38.
Okay, and what do you do for a living?
I am a housewife.
What was that?
Housewife.
She's a housewife, Susan, which you know we
housewife.
Love.
Housewife, okay. All right. And what do you, when you have kids at home?
Yes.
Okay. How old are your kids?
He's 6.
Here's the thing, what I'm hearing about. You have something in mind that, like, when you're free, okay, when you have your life back, it's that you're going – every mother understands
never.
That, okay?
Never.
Yeah, okay. When you have your life back, that you're going to do this, okay? And what I'm hearing in 2014 is that you're going to start getting serious about looking into – normally I pick up like, well, maybe you're going to go back to school or something like that. But here's what I'm hearing is that they're flashing up I love these AOL advertisements. It's like, this housewife couldn't get her can open, her jar open one day, and she thought of a brilliant idea, and now she's a millionaire. Okay. They
yes, I am going to start a business. That's right. I surely
yes.
am.
OMG.
And what I'm hearing from this is that you're going into entrepreneur mode. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. It's like the whole thing about Bonnie. I'm sending them right to you.
Yes.
It's like.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. there's an entrepreneur energy about you. And 2014 is what I'm hearing is this rumbling, okay, like when a pot begins to boil from the bottom up but hasn't reached the top yet. And my spirit guides, they love TV, they love the movies, they love commercials, and they flash something in front of me. It's just like that, you know? Okay. And they showed me one of those AOL articles of a nice, beautiful woman sitting there with her children and everything, and because she couldn't get a jar open, she's now a millionaire. And that's what they showed me. So okay. When you say that you're going into 2014, what I'm seeing, what you've written for yourself is entrepreneurial success, all right? I don't know exactly what that's going to be, but, you know, you're nobody's fool when it comes to business. And even though, you know, you're a housewife, you raised your children, but you got something tick, 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 ticking away within you that it's not like you want to play with the big boys, but it's there. And you're just waiting to find the right vehicle.
Okay. You're absolutely right.
And 2014 is the beginning of the bubbles.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what's so funny, Susan? What I'm picking up is that she knows it. They're telling me she knows it. She's smart. She knows it. She feels it.
Yeah.
She just wants confirmation.
Yeah,
you got exactly. And I do have to say that what I hear from Spirit, and it's a guy in Spirit, Susan, and what he's saying is, oh, my God, because I love this term. Go get 'em, Tiger. And that's not something I would say, but it's something this person's saying. And it said, with the kids in tow. So whoever it is, who's in Spirit? What guy is in Spirit? Is it your father?
That's
your
my grandpa.
Yeah, and he's saying they're my kids. So he really loves them, and he's saying like go get them, Tiger, and he's showing me his hand, and then he said with the kids in tow. So whatever you're gonna like put in place, your kids are going to be following you while you're doing all this business. So
that's funny that you said that, because as you were talking, it's like I saw this like little, it was like an old 50s commercial about the modern woman, and it's like and she had an apron on, and she had a baby on her hip. She was on the phone. She's looking at the computer. She's writing down something in the book, and you're doing all, you know, like multitasking like a son of a gun.
Yeah. That's, honey, what I see. That is what I see. But you know what? It's so funny. This gentleman, your grandfather, he says, you know it. You know it. And he's not going to let you forget that, honey. He is not going to let you forget. Talk to him, because he's still with you on these kids.
He'll help you.
Just talk.
No,
he'll
I do. I sure do.
He does.
He's right. I already have everything together. I'm just waiting on the financing. So you
guys
are spot on.
There you go.
We love you. We love you so much. We hope that everything goes good for you. And, you know, you need to let us know. And you need to get in chat. You need to like us. You need to come back on. You need to, you know, talk to us. Let us know how it goes. And, you know,
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Michelle. We really do.
Yeah, happy holiday.
Happy
you too.
Holiday.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Bye-bye. Oh, I just love her energy. She's a fabulous energy, Susan. We have 3774 coming on. 3774, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much. I just wanted to see what you saw of my love life.
Oh, can I have your name?
Sue.
I don't know if you're getting this, Susan, but can we ask your age?
53.
Okay.
What was the soul I'm not doing?
What?
Her name is Sue.
What name is that?
Suzanne.
Oh. Suzanne. Okay. Damn. Gee, I know that one. okay.
Go for it,
we're having
we're having a run on your birthday. Okay. Are you involved with somebody right now?
Well, I don't know. Someone likes me, but they're a little younger, and then I'm going on dates, and then someone from the past, I just said forget about him, so I don't know what you see with all this.
Yeah, you should. If you wanted an answer for that, yeah, you, even though you answered it yourself, yeah, you should. How long has it been since you've been in a serious relationship?
Well, I liked someone for the past 2 years, but he really didn't like me. So just this past Saturday, he said to me, Sunday he said some mean words, whatever, and I said goodbye, I never want to see you again. And I don't know if I've been dating. I'm just looking to meet the right one. There's somebody else who likes me there because the letter B, he seems nice enough, but now I'm going on other dates.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bonnie, you can go ahead and you jump on in this one because I know what I'm hearing, but I think you could say it better.
I'm here and keep going on those dates because I don't think you've met Mr. Right yet, and I think Mr. Right is out there. But I got to tell you that you got to change up some of the wording that you have because I think you got to open up to the universe a little bit more, being positive about who you meet. I think they keep showing me speed dating. So maybe it's not like you're going through a whole lot of them, but it's kind of like, no. And the thing is that it takes a while for you to do that, but you have not met the guy. I honestly mean that there is somebody for you, and I think I know I see it, but it isn't anybody that you are dating right now. It's somebody new that's going to come in, but you've got to change some of the language. You've got to change, you know, like, hi, I'm so excited to meet you. Yes, and because you've got the vibe is more skeptical that you know, hey, another one. Well, I don't know how that's going to work out. That's what I'm hearing.
I just talked to someone now online, and I just said, oh, great, you know, whatever. And they said they were going to call. He seems nice.
Oh, well, know what? I think you need to just go on. Susan, go ahead in, but I think she hasn't met the right one yet, and it's coming, but it's not right now. Yeah.
You want to get a little bit more excited. Pick up your energy, I hear blah, 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 blah.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
And it's like, here's what you wanted to, it's like, you know, you've met a lot of mutts. Okay.
That's why I'm blah, blah, blah.
I know.
But
I'm telling you that there's a pedigree out there for you, hon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and that's what you have to focus on. It's like, you know, what's that old saying? You know, you got to go through a lot of something to get something, you know? You got to kiss a lot of frogs before you meet your prince. Okay?
No. Yeah.
Do you know anything about him?
The one thing that I'm hearing is I think you've probably got it's actually pretty soon. I would maybe 6, 7, 8 months because I'm hearing like 54, maybe you're coming around the corner of 54, and it's through social media. I'm definitely feeling that. But it's almost like when this contact comes in or when you make the contact, it's like, you know, we're sitting in front of our computer and we're going, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, no, I don't think so. Yeah, sure, honey, sure, yeah, like I'm going to give you my phone number. And then all of a sudden I see you sitting straight up and going, oh, well, okay, oh, okay, you know. And I see your whole body getting electrified that wow, there's potential here. And that's what I'm hearing. Is that, you know, you just keep on shifting through, and there may even be like one or two that you go, wow, well, this has got potential. But I'm telling you, when that guy comes through, that I'm hearing serious ties, it'll be electric.
I'm not going to meet him for 7, 8 months.
Well, honey, it could be 10 years because that wasn't me. That's what.
Yeah, I'm hearing 54, you know, I mean, it's like, and that's not going to, you know, I mean, you can make it sooner if, you know, if you perk up a little.
But,
well,
you know, it's that
I'm a little tired right now. I'm perked up, you know.
Yeah,
I perked up.
You know, because I'm telling you, he's a pedigree. I mean, oh,
yeah.
I mean, a really, really nice man. Nice man.
Can I break in here for just a second? I just want to tell you.
You're on love.
I just want to tell you that it's so funny you said that, because there is a gentleman with me here in spirit that says, what is she rushing? He's like looking at me going, what is she rushing for? And this is before you said, oh, another 7 or 8 months. So what I'm going to tell you is this. They see it in spirit. They see what's coming. And what they said, there's no, this is what he said. What is she rushing for? And there's no need to rush. Because once love comes in, it's hopefully a long time that you're involved with that person. So it doesn't matter to me if you wait 7 months or 8 months. I didn't want me to be rude because you know, everybody looks for it. They want it now. Believe me. But if spirit, if they're telling you that you're looking at 54, if you live to 90 or more, look at what you've got. So even 8 months, 7 months, 8 months is not a long time to find that Mr. Right. And sometimes I do see that you're dating. You got to excuse me. I do see that you're not going to wait to 7, 8 months. You're going to be going on. I see you speed dating again. There might be a couple ones that you are going to see before this guy. I don't know if you see that, Susan, but I do see that. And you're going to go, no, oh gosh. But when Mr. Right comes, you'll know. So it won't seem like 7 or 8 months, because there will be some in between that you're going to see. They're just not going to work out. And I
you see me dating him for a couple of months and stuff?
Or dating him once or twice. It'll, you know, whatever comes up on that social dating site, you will go. But, you know, you might not be, like we said, might be a lot of toes out there before you find your prince. So just have fun.
What about the one that I like that starts with a B now that I see?
Well, I know that I'm only going to tell you this.
I
said you're not meeting. Yeah. You're not, that this is not a 7 or 8 month guy. You know, it's going to be, you can date him. You can, you know, I believe, this is what I believe, and that's why I tell people to get on social. One is it changes your energy. It helps lift you up, and it teaches you what you do and you don't want. I love that. So just go and know that if it works out for one date, 2 days, 1 week, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, or forever, they're there to teach you something. So don't look at it that it doesn't work or that you don't like him or he doesn't like you. Look at it that whichever comes your way, whether it's one date, 5 dates, 6 dates, or 3 dates, that it is something that's supposed to be in your life, you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to learn from. Because we don't want to say to you, you're going to meet the guy in 7 or 8 months, and then you just say, okay, well, I'm not going to date anybody for 7 to 8 months because, you know, why? It's to teach you things and to teach them things, because they need to know also, you wrote your script to come down here, Susan will tell you, I say it's script, but you wrote your contract, and they are in your contract. They're here for you, and you're here for them. So don't not go. Just look with a smile. Get that sparkle back and just say, you know what? It doesn't matter if I don't like them or they don't like me. We're going out. We're having coffee. We're having this. We're having that. And if they don't like, well, my next one might. And that's how you should look at dating. When you look at social media and dating, it's a learning tool till you meet your prince.
Yeah.
So I
and
hope
you never know
you.
What might come out of it. You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope we have helped you. And we would love you to have a fabulous, fabulous holiday. And will you please let us know what happened?
Sure.
Okay. Have a wonderful evening. And day, I keep thinking it's nice.
Happy holidays.
We're doing our night show.
Right.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Okay. Bonnie, we have about 7 minutes left. So you want to take another caller? Yeah. We're going to keep it short.
Okay. I am, I would hate we have such a full board, Susan. And what I'm going to tell everybody, and I know you're all going to, if I take the next caller, Susan and I are going to cut you very short. unfortunately. So let me tell you, I am going to take the next caller. I hate for us not to take 2051, but please keep it simple, and we'll try to give you a direct answer because we're going to have to cut you off in like 4 minutes. Hi, 2051?
Hello.
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 Who are we talking to?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How can Susan and I be helpful to you? We hate to tell you this. We are going to have to cut you off in 3 minutes, and I'll stop talking. So go ahead. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you see a love interest in 2014.
Okay, and what is your name again?
Annette.
Annette. I am seeing a big yes.
Yes. How old are you, Annette?
I am 49.
Okay. It has been a while since you've had a serious relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Get ready.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get ready. You ever been married before?
Yes, I was married 17 years.
Okay. I think you got a serious one coming in. What do you think, Bonnie?
Yeah, I do too. Oh, I do. The first word out of my mouth was yes, and a big yes with exclamation points. And you know what I love? And, you know, I don't want to talk too much because we only have, like, 2 minutes left or 5 minutes left, and you only have, like, 2 or 3 minutes. But what I see is this big sparkly yes. And when it comes out sparkly, it means it's the real deal. It's a good one. It's somebody that's coming. When, you know, so I am
we call
so
them keepers.
Excited. Yeah, keepers. Keepers.
Yeah, we call them keepers.
Yeah, and so we just, you know, I just can tell you from Susan and I that your life in 2014 is going to be a smooth, well, I won't say smooth because no relationships are ever totally smooth, but you know what, you're going to be so, I can see you doubly happy laughing, and I see the yes, yes flashing, so honey, get ready like Susan told you. Put your dancing shoes on, put that nice outfit, makeup on, and go for it, girl, because that's what you're going to have to do because he's going to take you out.
Ooh, I love it. And it's been a long time since I've actually have gone out on a date. It's been about 12 years. 12 years.
Go ahead, Susan, because I've talked too much.
You're getting ready to bring somebody special in, and it's like I'm hearing date somebody – maybe date somebody and then either one of those two or the third one. So are you on social media?
Not yet, but listening to you two, I'm definitely going to do it.
Get on it.
You got
Get
to.
On it, girl.
Get on it. Get on it quick. And and please listen to the archives of some of our shows because I know I've told you how, what to avoid, how to write your, because we don't have time, and you can call back. Next Tuesday and tomorrow night we're on A1R if you can get through. But it will be posted on my website as soon as that gets done. Diana, she's in chat. She is my personal assistant and she runs chat and I love her and she is putting all this up on my site. So Diana, you hear from the callers what we need to work on next. But anyway, Annette, we are just so happy to tell you this because we love ending a call on a fabulous vibe.
This is beautiful.
I know, and we're so excited. And don't, like Susan said, and I'm gonna ask Susan because we've got 2 more minutes left or 3 more minutes. We hate that, you know, she said 2 or 3. We hate for you to say, oh, my goodness, it's 2 or 3 and he didn't come. I missed him. It's going to be in 2014, and it's going to be soon. Take each guy that comes and have fun. Go in with a great attitude. And I know you have one because I know you. You have one. I've talked to you before, and you have a fabulous energy, girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you.
So sweet.
I'm actually doing that now.
Let your divine self choose.
I'm actually doing that now. I actually have a friend who's 60 years old, and I never would have thought that I would have him as a friend, but it's like, it's unusual for me. And I said, you know what? He's really a nice guy.
Good. And let me tell you, unusual because you play it way too safe. Go for the unusual.
Yes.
Okay,
he's the nicest man. The nicest man.
Oh, just like you.
He's a sweetheart. I really like him.
we'll keep going then, girlfriend, because you do not know. My girlfriend's 13 years older, younger than her husband. You couldn't even tell. They've been together now, I think, 20-something years, and you would never be able to tell. Don't look at ages. We love you.
Absolutely.
We have 60 seconds, and I've got to let you go. We love you.
Thank you,
have
ladies.
A great day.
Thank you. Love you both.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Susan, I just have to say this, and you know it. We love you all. We thank you for being in chat. We busted the airways. We are going to put another show on. We've been asked to do a show on healing. Susan's going to love that. We love you, and just remember, everybody, love is in the airwaves. Have a great week, and we'll be back.
Happy holidays.
Tomorrow night. We love you. Happy holidays and whatever you celebrate. Bye.
Bye.